who can move on Bahatoira Tiku Toichocha, as we see Rabbein Azal explains in the final shiur that he gave of his life, chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanina, Tiku Toichocha, where Rabbein Azal speaks about the Reach Toiv, that's Yiras Hashem, is this Reach Toiv. So that's Mordechai. Mordechai is Mora. What is Esther? V'chein Esther nikreis Hadasa. It says, Vayhi oimein es Hadasa, that Mordechai HaTzadik raised this little girl, this Esther Amalka, who is called Hadasa, also in the Miloshen Hadasim, al shem horeach toiv, because she possessed this incredible fragrance, b'chinas isho yiras Hashem. She was the woman of fear of Hashem, like the Pasuk says. V'alkein b'shemen ha-mishcho niskatshu kol ma'isi ha-mishkon v'keilov ha-koyhanim u'malochim u'bigdekuna. Now you'll understand also why this special oil that had this incredible smell is what was used to anoint the koyhanim, the kings, the mishkon, the everything was with shemen ha-mishcho. Why? Ki kol ha-kedushoi sein b'chinas yira. Because what is the Kohen? The Kohen is Yira. What is the Beis HaMikdash? Yira. All holiness, everything that is holy, is Yira. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yiru es Hashem Kedoshov. Fear Hashem, you who are holy. So all of holiness, anything holy, is if it's got this Yira in it. That's what makes it holy. Ki kol ma'isa ha-mishkon ha-koil hoyo b'shvil la-hamshich yira gedoy la-hanal. Because everything that was made in the Mishkan, the Oroin, the table, the menorah, all of it was for one purpose, to draw yira upon Klal Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael to be able to receive this deep, deep, total respect and awe and fear of Hashem. And as a result of the incredible, incredible, awesome fear and respect that Mordechai HaTzadik was zoichetu, hoyo loy koyach levatel uleshaber vilaakur klipas homan amolik. He had the ability to destroy and eradicate completely this klipa of homan amolik bechol dor vador. In each and every single generation, not just then, thousands of years ago, today, to wipe out the Amoleks of today. Dahainu, levatel bechol doer, bechol odom, ubechol zman, toikiv hayirois hanefulois. That Mordechai HaTzadik has the ability in every generation to wipe out the Amolek inside of us. What's the Amolek inside of us? Those fears and those misplaced, misdirected fears and phobias, where we're afraid of the wrong things and we're not afraid of the right thing. We respect all kinds of garbage and we don't respect Hashem. We don't respect tzaddikim. We don't respect the Torah. We don't respect the shul. We walk into a shul, we don't tremble. We're sitting in front of a sefer, we're not in awe, trembling, that I'm learning Hashem's Torah. I'm learning the highest holiness that could be. Ulahamshich al kol echot mi Yisrael, he'oro niflo mehayiro ilo di ilo kanal. And Mordechai HaTzadik is the one who has the ability to draw upon every single member of Klal Yisrael the light of this highest, highest, highest possible yira. Rav Nosson Zalman didn't stutter, and he didn't want to fill up the page. If he writes the word niflo ilo de ilo, he wants you to know that this isn't a joke, that this yira is something so, so high. Sha'al yidei hayira hazois yovoi moshiach. It's by Klal Yisrael, by each and every one of us being zeicha to this kind of yira, this is what will bring Moshiach, v'hakol yeshuvu l'Hashem, and everybody will return to Hashem, mikol mokom shem, no matter where they are. Ki yira zois nimsheches b'seichel elyon kozeh, mimokom kodosh ve'elyon v'noir v'nizkav kozeh. Listen to these words. Every word here is a diamond. Because this yira comes from such a high level of seichel, from such a holy, exalted, awesome place, at she'efsher lekalkula chas v'shalom b'shum oifin boilam, to the point where it is impossible to mess it up. It's impossible to destroy it in any way. The tzaddik has the ability to go up to such a high place and to bring down a level of yira from there that's indestructible. There doesn't exist a power in the sitra achra that can destroy that. V'zehu niflois ha'eora ho'atzuma shemeira bepurim. This is the incredible, awesome light that shines on Purim, Mashein Kein Bishum Zman, which is not available, which does not exist any other time during the year, not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur, not on Shabbos. Kimavur Bekavonas Purim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, where he explains the holiday of Purim, Ayin Shom BePriyetz Chaim. Take a look in the Sefer Priyetz Chaim. Ayin Shom, look. You'll see that that's exactly what he says, that there's something that's available on Purim that's not available any other time. Hainu, shenimshach oz, heoras chochma, v'seichel elyon kozer, that on Purim we receive a light of chochma and seichel, at shehayira b'shleimus elyon v'nifla kozer, which makes it that the yira that results from that chachma, remember we said that higher level of yira, the lower level of yira comes from seeing things that make you afraid. The higher level yira comes from a level of depth of thinking, where a person looks at the world, their Hashem opens their eyes, and they're able to see how big Hashem is. They're able to see and understand how big Hashem is, and that imposes an awe, a level of awe for Hashem. Ad shehi me'ira b'chol odom sheboilam, to the point where the holiday of Purim shines into every single person in the world, b'chol darga, whatever level they're on. Ki hayira tluya b'das kanal, because as we mentioned earlier, the yira is dependent on das. And on Purim, we receive a certain level of das, a chochman sechel elyon, that the yira is unbelievable. The yira is spectacular. V'zehu hachono lePesach. And this is all a preparation for the holiday of Pesach. Shehu roish leregolim, which is the beginning, the first of the holidays, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. And what are the holidays? What are Jewish holidays? Shehem Yemei Yira. The Jewish holidays are all days of awe, of respect, special respect for Hashem. Kamo Shemavura B'mokam Acher, as Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran Tanina. He shows that what do we celebrate on these holidays? The fact that Hashem did a miracle, right? Each one of the holidays, we're remembering the miracles. What do miracles do? They make people scared. When you see the Red Sea, when you see an ocean, and you see the water suddenly line up into walls, 12 walls, and you see suddenly in front of your eyes, fruits and vegetables that normally would take years to grow, suddenly trees come shooting out of there and everything, you get scared. Or when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, you're in awe. It's a fear and awe for Hashem. When the Jews stood at Har Sinai and they heard that boom, they heard those booms, they were in awe of Hashem. Or the miracles of Sukkot, they saw those 7 clouds. They saw the clouds shaving mountains, you know, straightening out mountains, lifting valleys, you know, laundering and tailoring their clothes. All of this imposed this awe for Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Hainu leKabbalah Satoira, that all of this leads to Kabbalah Satoira, Shezehu Ikar Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the main goal of leaving Egypt. Ki Chodar Kibluha Bimeach Hashverosh. Now he says that this is the preparation for Pesach, which is the Rosh L'Ragom, which is Yemei Yira, and also a preparation for accepting the Torah. When we say that Purim is an introduction to Pesach, it means it's also an introduction to receiving the Torah. Because Pesach is an introduction to receiving the Torah. Leaving Egypt was preparing us to receive the Torah, which is what happened on Purim also. As the Gemara says, Ki hodar kiblua bimeach hashverosh, because even though the Jews had received the Torah on Har Sinai, they accepted it again anew. They made a new commitment to it during the time of Achashverosh. K'moshe Kosov, kimu vekiblu. Kabbalah, we accepted the Torah. V'hakoil al yedei toikif hayiro ho elyoina ma'oid shenim sheches mibechinas Moshiach. And all of this is as a result of the incredible, awesome yira, which is coming from the address called Moshiach, shehi bechinas he'oras Mordechai. That's the light of Mordechai atzadik, shenim sheches bepurim, which we, the Jewish people, receive, we draw upon ourselves on Purim. Shaydeze ikar kiyum hatoira. And this is what guarantees our commitment to the Torah. Kiyum hatoira means that our connection to the Torah will have a kiyum. It'll be everlasting, permanent. There are all people try different things. Let's try this. I'll try this. Then they don't like that. They try that. When do they play that game? When they're not afraid, when there's no fear involved. When a person is afraid, when a person attaches themselves to something, and they know that if they let go of that thing, they're going to be in big, big trouble, then they don't play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Then they don't say, well, what, today on Sunday I'll try this religion, on Monday I'll try that. You know, try different things. So the Iker Kiyum HaTorah is through this Yira, Shelo Yoferu Oides HaTorah La'olam, which ensures that the people will never reject the Torah again, you know, at all. Bechinas, again, as we mentioned, that what does the Torah say after Matan Torah? That why did Hashem do this? Ubavur tihiya yirosei alpneichem levodiyato. All the booms and the bangs at Har Sinai were all so that you'll have the fear of Hashem upon your faces so that you won't sin. Now, hold on a second. Where did Reb Nosson Zal see a Purim like this? I ain't never seen a Purim where people are afraid. I see Purim where everybody's laughing and joking and happy and celebrating. V'ze goydel oitzim ha-simcha shel Purim. Reb Nosson Zal shows us that it's not a contradiction. There's no problem. That based on what we're learning here, we will understand the incredible joy and happiness on Purim. Bechinas v'gilu. Bira'odo. There's a pasuk, you will rejoice with trembling. Ki kolma shehayira gedoyla yoiser. Because the more that a person is zoicha to a higher level of fear, of awe, v'nimsheches midas elyon yoiser, and it's coming from a higher place of intelligence, it's not a stupid fear, a fear of a dog or a fear of this, a fear. It's a fear that's coming from a very high intellectual place, a place of recognition of something that is so big, so huge. You know, Hashem, Hasimcha Gedoyla B'Yoyser. The more of that kind of yira a person has, the happier they are. It doesn't lead to depression or bad feelings. It's a yira that combines with joy and happiness. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas ha-megillah. And this is the whole concept of reading the Megillah. Shehi b'chinas kriyas ha-toyra, which is like the reading of the Torah. Shehi b'chinas yira. What does the Shulchan Aruch say a person's supposed to be feeling when the Torah is being read in shul? Yira. Ki tzrichin lamoid b'shas ha-kriya be'emo ve'yira. Vereses vezeya kemoi b'shas matan Torah kemuva b'kol hasforim, because the Torah tells us that when a Jew is listening to Kriyas HaTorah in shul or to reading the Megillah, you're supposed to be standing with the same fear and awe and terror that we stood at Har Sinai when we saw the whole world shaking and we heard booms like we never heard before. It made July 4th seem like the silent treatment compared to the booms and bangs and what took place at Har Sinai. That's what a Jew is supposed to feel every time they take that Torah out of the Aron Kodesh and they're reading the Torah. We're supposed to be standing there with that kind of awe and respect and fear. That's Kriyas HaTorah, and that's when they lay in the Megillah. V'achshav mamshichim hayira b'seichel elyoin ma'oid ma'oid. And now on Purim, we are drawing that fear upon us through an incredible high level of seichel. What's the seichel? The Megillah. Megillah Esther has in it the deepest secrets of Torah. All kinds of Kabbalah. You don't see Hashem's name mentioned there once, openly. But in hidden form, you have Hashem all over the place there, and you have incredible, incredible secrets of Torah that are found in the Megillah. Shehi Pirsumei Nisa, where the Gemara tells us that the reading of the Megillah is the real publicity for Hashem. That's the ultimate PR for Hashem. Shemefarsem she'ein lehisyore mishum odom mishum davashpanim. What are we publicizing? We're publicizing, we're announcing. Yidlech, Jews, there's nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to be afraid of Ahmadinejad and Lahmajin and all the stupidity, all the insanities in the world. Don't have to be afraid of any of that. The only one, you don't have to be afraid of Haman, Ahasuerus, Vashti. These were all powerhouses. These were all in control. They could kill in a second one person or a million people. And the Megillah Esther reminds us, we Jews don't have to be afraid of anybody. We have to be afraid. Mordechai lo yichra. Mordechai wasn't afraid. Right in his face, Mordechai wouldn't bow at all to him. Only afraid of Hashem. As we see in real life, as a result of this incredible miracle of Purim, alidei mapolas Haman ugedulas Mordechai, we see the downfall of Haman. This Haman who terrorized everybody, all of the ministers of Ahasuerus were afraid of him. What happened to him? He's hanging from a tree. And he's replaced. All of his wealth, all of his power, all of his greatness was transferred to Mordechai. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why one of the most important statements in the whole Megillah is where it says, V'rabim me'amei ha'oretz misyahadim, many goyim at that time were converting, ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleihem, because the fear, the awe, the respect for Mordechai came upon them. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what it says. Pachad Mordechai Daika. The Pachad of Mordechai. Bechinas Yira Ilo. We're talking about this super high level Yira that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran.